91X News.
It's 19 degrees and sunny at noon. I'm Taylor Rinkema. Well, the sounds of children laughing and playing at Loyalist College's Center for Early Childhood Education will soon be a thing of the past. It was announced last week that effective at the end of June, the daycare will be shutting its doors. College President Maureen Piercy says funding is behind the decision. She says the center has faced financial problems for quite some time, adding that the college is not funded to run a daycare center. Piercy says appropriate steps will be taken to make sure the closure of the center does not impact the quality of the ECE program.
It's a wonderful center, and we're very sad about this, but we will work with our faculty and community child care partners to make adjustments as needed to make sure that we continue to offer an excellent early child care education program.
Piercy says that certain jobs will be cut once the daycare officially closes this summer, but did not give an exact figure. She adds that the college will be assisting families in finding new daycares for their children to attend. Another break-in in Belleville last night, this time at the box office of the Pinnacle Playhouse. A large amount of cash was reportedly stolen. Anyone with information is asked to contact Belleville Police. And on May 10th, members of the OPP Prince Edward Crime Unit searched a home on Murphy Road in Prince Edward County. The search resulted in the recovery of $20,000 worth of equipment. As a result of an investigation launched in February, 32-year-old James Miller of Milford faces seven charges, including three counts of fraud over $5,000 and two counts of fraud under $5,000. He was held for bail hearing in Picton. Anyone with information about this is asked to contact Prince Edward OPP or Crime Stoppers. And the OPP will begin their second round of the Road Safety Challenge on Wednesday. The month-long traffic project focuses on impaired driving, cycling and pedestrian safety, and distracted driving. Quinte West OPP Constable Lonnie Fowler says in order to drive properly, you have to have your hands and your mind completely on the wheel.
Any fine you get, your insurance company has the right to view those fines, and it can increase your insurance by quite a bit.
Fowler says any of these big four can cause motor vehicle accidents, injuries, fatalities, property damage, and insurance hikes. Bail hearings are scheduled for today in Montreal for the four suspects charged in Thursday's smoke bomb attacks that shut down Montreal's subway system during the morning rush. The man and three women turned themselves in on Friday and spent the weekend in custody. They face charges of committing a terrorism-related prank. The charge carries a maximum five-year prison term. The head of the Ontario Medical Association says it's clear that Premier Dalton McGuinty is worried about an exodus of doctors. Steve Fairbairn has more.
Dr. Doug Weir points to a letter that McGuinty has sent to the other premiers urging them to be united in how much they pay doctors. McGuinty's letter calls on the other provinces to work together to make better use of technology to cut costs by allowing doctors to cover more ground in a day. Weir says the letter is a clear admission. McGuinty's worried doctors are going to leave the province.
And he's worried that doctors are either going to leave the province.
The government has said there'll be no increase to doctor pay, and last week it slashed several hundred fees paid to doctors and a revamp of the health insurance system. Steve Fairbairn, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A safety expert says the Tory Stafford case is a reminder to parents that they need to street-proof their kids, but Child Safe Canada Director Tracy Warren notes that most attacks on children do not come from strangers and that teaching kids to be afraid is counterproductive. She says the golden rule that all kids should know is not to go anywhere with anyone without permission. 8-year-old Tory was abducted from her Woodstock Elementary School and killed in April of 2009. Michael Rafferty is scheduled to be sentenced tomorrow for Stafford's murder. The 31-year-old was convicted on Friday of kidnapping, sexual assault, and first-degree murder. He's facing a life sentence with no chance of parole for 25 years. His former girlfriend, Terry Lynn McClintock, pleaded guilty to first-degree murder 2 years ago. She is currently serving her own life sentence. John Edwards' campaign corruption trial resumes in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sandy Kozel has the story.
Lawyers for the former senator and presidential hopeful are expected to begin calling witnesses today. Edwards is accused of masterminding a scheme to use nearly $1 million in secret payments from wealthy donors to help hide his pregnant mistress as he sought the Democratic presidential nomination in 2008. He has pleaded not guilty to six criminal counts related to campaign finance violations. It is not known whether the former trial lawyer will take the stand in his own defense. I'm Sandy Kozel.
And Ontario's police watchdog is reviewing how OPP officers handled an altercation in Quinte West in which a man was injured. The Special Investigations Unit is looking at how OPP handled a 911 call early Saturday morning. The officers reportedly got into a struggle with a 62-year-old man who was trying to harm himself. During the struggle, the man suffered a broken arm. And the violence continues to rack Syria. ABC's Alex Marquette has an update.
23 Syrian soldiers were killed by rebel forces on Monday morning near the city of Homs, according to opposition activists. Their deaths come after a weekend of sectarian violence in neighboring Lebanon, raising fears the Syrian conflict could spill over its borders. In the northern city of Tripoli, there were violent clashes between Sunni Muslims and members of the Alawite sect, to which Syrian President Bashar al-Assad belongs. At least four people were killed. Alex Marquardt, ABC News.
The Transportation Safety Board says the mid-air collision of two planes in Saskatchewan happened outside of radar coverage. Regional Manager Peter Hildebrandt says that means there is no clear image of what happened at the moment of impact on Saturday northeast of Saskatoon. Hildebrandt says it's extremely rare for two planes to collide, particularly on the prairies where air traffic is more spread out than it is in eastern Canada. Three people on a Piper PA-28 and two people on the second plane, an amphibious aircraft, were killed. That's 91X News to 1206 Sports and Weather are next after this.
Meta Employment Services.
If you're planning to hire, call Meta Employment Services today. We advertise job openings, collect resumes, pre-screen, and provide funded training for eligible candidates. Meta's committed to helping employers with the entire hiring process, ongoing monitoring and support, all at no cost. This Employment Ontario service is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Meta Employment Services.
Meta, let us work for you. In the Sydney Plaza, Belleville. Call 966-9069.
To serve you better, Meta is now open Wednesdays until 6:30 p.m.
91X Sports. In the NHL, the New York Rangers are coming off their second seven-game series. They host the well-rested New Jersey Devils tonight in the opening game of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. The Devils will have had 5 days off before facing the Rangers since they eliminated Philadelphia in five games. And Los Angeles is the king of the road in the NHL playoffs. The Kings have yet to lose away from home. They overcame a few rare mistakes by goalie Jonathan Quick to beat Phoenix 4-2 in the opener of the Western Conference Final. Quick gave up a goal from the center line and another after a miscommunication where he had to scramble back to his crease. Kings coach Daryl Sutter says they did not want to give the Coyotes any early opportunities or any chance to take control of the game.
You know, the Coyotes had won both games at home prior series, right? It was really important we had a good start. Not so much, it wasn't so much scoring or any of that stuff, just make sure we matched their start. And we were able to overcome a rare bad goal against us and just have the resilience to stay with it.
Dustin Brown put the Kings up 3-2 early in the third period, beating Mike Smith stick side on a mini breakaway for his seventh goal of the playoffs. Andre Kopitar opened the scoring for LA just 4 minutes into the game. And Russia is getting some reinforcements at the World Hockey Championship. Alex Ovechkin and Alexander Semin will be joining the team, which is 6-0 after recently beating the Czech Republic. On the hardwood, the Miami Heat got an MVP performance from the league's MVP. LeBron James dropped in 32 points and grabbed 15 rebounds. Miami beat the Indiana Pacers 95-86 in the opener of their NBA Eastern Conference semifinal. And the LA Clippers defeated Memphis 82-72 in the deciding game of their opening round series. Clippers guard Nick Young, who had 13 points in 20 minutes off the bench, says they did not want another repeat of Game 6, where they blew an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter.
At home, we had the same lead around the same time in the fourth quarter, and we just let it slip away. And today we, did all the right things towards the end, boxed out, a few turnovers, and shared the ball towards the end.
On the mound, Scott Diamond was called up by the Minnesota Twins less than a week ago, and already he's the ace of the staff. The Guelph, Ontario native pitched seven straight innings for his second win as the Twins beat Toronto 4-3. Minnesota is the last team in the majors to reach double digits in the win column. Blue Jays starter Ricky Romero was tagged with his first loss of the season. Meanwhile, Joey Votto had his best day since he signed a 10-year, $225 million contract extension with Cincinnati. The Toronto native hit solo home runs in his first two trips to the plate and added a grand slam in the ninth inning to rally the Reds to a 9-6 victory over Washington. Nationals closer Henry Rodriguez walked two batters to load the bases before giving up the game-winning hit. Votto had only two home runs coming into the game. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's a quick look at the forecast for today. Mainly sunny, high of 21 degrees. Tonight, clearing up at a low of 8. For tomorrow, sunny. Clouds rolling in the afternoon, a high of 23 degrees. And for Wednesday, cloudy, 60% chance of showers and a high of 20. At 12:10, it's 19 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online. Check out 91x.fm to listen live. I'm Taylor Rinkema.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X,